Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 66.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The sergeant-at-arms will close the doors. Members and visitors will please silence all electronic devices. The prayer will be offered by Representative Penny. Members and visitors in the gallery will please stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Thank you. I'd like to read this word from Romans 8th chapter before I pray. Likewise, the Spirit also helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. If you would, pray with me. Merciful Father, in the Old Testament book of Isaiah, you tell us the government will be upon his shoulders. Lord, you and you alone are in control of all governments. Help us and guide us as your servants to draft laws and statutes to aid your people, not hinder them. Please guide this session of the North Carolina General of the North Carolina House of Representatives. Thank you for allowing the 120 members and staff to serve 10 million citizens of this great state. Help us prayerfully accept our responsibility. You tell us in your word, to whom much is given, much is required. When our chapter in history is written, may we hear these words from the 25th chapter of Matthew. Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. We ask you to hear our prayers in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Representative Clampett is recognized.
Madam Speaker, the general for May 24th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Clampett moves that the journal for May 24th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the journal is approved as written. Chapter bills will be noted. Committee reports. Have that right? No? Okay. You don't do that. Okay. The clerk will read the reports.
Representative Baker, Lambeth, Potts, Sasser, and White, Health Committee report, Senate Bill 135, improve anatomical gift donation process, favorable and re-refer to rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Senate Bill 135, referred rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Senate Bill 248, additional info on health insurance cards, favorable and re-refer to rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Senate Bill 248, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Senate Bill 448, amendments to Schedule 6 of CSA, favorable and re-refer to rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Senate Bill 448, referred rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Senate Bill 586, study lipedema, favorable and re-refer to rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Senate Bill 586, referred to the rules, calendar, and operations of the House. Messages from the Senate, the clerk will read.
House Bill 395, Senate Committee Substitute, 4th Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to exempt ambulatory surgical centers from requirements to submit demographic and clinical data extended for certain providers and entitles the deadlines for mandatory participation in the statewide health information exchange network known as the NC Health Connect and instituting reform for projects patients for concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute.
Notices and announcements. Is that correct or any? House Bill 395, placed on the calendar for 526. The clerk will continue.
Senate Joint Resolution 718, first edition, a joint resolution confirming the appointment of Adrian Phillips to the North Carolina Industrial Commission.
Senate 718, will be rules, calendar, and operations of the House. Representative Clampett is recognized, or do I have, is that good?
Yeah, you can do notice and announcements.
Okay.
See if there's any notice and announcements from the body.
Okay. Notices and announcements from anyone? For planning purposes tomorrow, there will be voting here in session. At this time, Representative Clampett is recognized.
Thank you, Madam. Madam Speaker, I move the House do now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, May 26th at 2 p.m. or 1400, subject to standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Clampett moves, and is there a second? We have a second, and I guess at this time we're adjourned, right?
But you need to actually state the whole motion. So Representative Clampett moves, seconded by Representative Warren, to the House to now adjourn.
Okay.
To 2
p.m.? Representative Clampett moves, and it's seconded by Representative Warren, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene, subject to those in favor will say, subject to, we'll reconvene Wednesday, May 26th at 2 p.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed? Hearing none? Yep. The ayes have it, and the House now stands adjourned.
On motion of the chair, Senate Bill 43, short title, Protect Religious Meeting Places. That bill is withdrawn from the Committee on Judiciary 1 and re-referred to the Committee on Judiciary 4. See referral to rules remains.